The AARP has started its You've Earned a Say campaign, holding forums, town halls, webcasts, and meetings to get people to discuss Social Security and Medicare. Launched in March, the AARP will soon hold a series of meetings in New York and Vermont. AARP Senior Vice President for Campaigns, John Hishta.
We developed this campaign basically because last year, politicians in Washington were talking about the major programs of Social Security and Medicare within the context of the debt ceiling debate and also the super committee. But we felt that they were just talking about them as line items on a budget and not really discussing what these programs meant to individuals around the country. And so we decided this year to launch Earn to Say around the country so that we would provide folks an opportunity to hear what those discussions were all about and what the policy options are that are being discussed in Washington about both Medicare and Social Security and the changes that may occur to those programs in the long run.
Do you find that the concerns that are expressed during these forums are fairly consistent?
The main themes that you hear coming out of these sessions are one of enormous cynicism, frankly, that our elected leaders can actually come together and come up with some solutions that make sense. And everybody recognizes that there are a certain set of changes that will probably have to occur in order for the programs to continue to be strengthened and preserved. However, there's probably some slight variations as to what those changes may look like down the road.
New York State AARP Executive Council and National Policy Council member Neil Lane says people want Social Security and Medicare to remain sustainable.
The average benefit in New York State received by a Social Security beneficiary is only $14,600 a year. That's not a lot of money yet. More than 20%, that is basically their sole source of income. And this is a social insurance program that people have made a contract for. 83%, I think, paid for by the individual contributions, some income from the trust, and a very little bit of money from the federal revenue.
John Hishta says they are providing nonpartisan voter information at the forums.
People will get a flavor for what the conservative opinion is and what the liberal opinion is on the options being discussed in Washington, D.C., and then they can make a judgment themselves. The second thing, part of this campaign, for every member of Congress and every congressional campaign, every Senate campaign, and also the presidential campaign, we have received information in the candidates' own words and what they would do to reform Medicare and Social Security. And we're going to be publishing those voter guides.
The AARP documents that will be provided to anyone who comes to the community forums have both sides of the arguments laid out in a very nonpartisan, non-ideological way.
AARP forums are planned in Plattsburgh, Saratoga, Albany, Central, and Western New York in September and October. Additional meetings will be scheduled in Vermont and New England throughout the fall. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.